Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer, and we are born with them. And with that said, I am delighted to continue the second part of what I began to share with listeners and, of course, Universal Spirit on the last show, which was my honor and the great gift Spirit sent my way about 10 years ago. And that was, for a recap, for those who are just tuning in tonight, a relationship, very unexpected, very surprising, and however life-changing and completely supportive of ongoing, I would say, ongoing in my personal life, that every day in almost every way is a confirmation and a validation that impossible, the word impossible basically means I'm possible when you separate it, and an everyday confirmation that miracles and the true nature of spirit and of nature herself is a constant presence, being one that is giving, one that offers ongoing and unending transformation, and ongoing and unending support and love. And that happened to me throughout my life with spirit, but about 10 years ago I was climbing or hiking on Mount Shasta in California, which is a majestic vortex of tremendous power and love and energy. And I was given the gift of meeting a Lemurian who calls himself Alexor. And I was also given the tremendous gift and immense honor of being asked by Alexor and the Universal Council that he is a part of, to be a physical channel, a trance channel, which means that I'm not, the personality, me, is not present. I allow Alexor to use my body as an instrument to translate the messages of the heart and soul for the mind. And at the time, I did not know really what that meant. However, I felt so much love, so much light, so much peace, and an unending capacity for love that, of course, I was deeply honored and said yes. And so that was about 10, 11 years ago. And it was a life-changing, yet another one in my life, confirmation, which I've had many. And if you listen, those who are tuning in, if you listen to the archives of this show, you will get a more updated on all the unending and ongoing confirmations, validations, and reasons why I am able to speak on behalf of the universe conspiring with you and for you and not against you. And I've certainly seen the darkest of the dark in my life growing up. And were it not for spirit reaching out, reaching in, and illuminating, I would probably be talking to you from the other side. So it has been quite a journey of understanding and of love. So that happened about 10 to 11 years ago. And I wanted to let everyone know this show is absolutely about listener participation. So if you have a question, please feel free to call toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, toll-free 888-627-6008. Or locally, 530-327-6008. 7602. Again, 530-327-7602. So I'm so very excited to continue to share with you my journey with Alexor. You know, Alexor shared with me about his time on the physical earth, and he was alive at the time of Lemuria and Atlantis, which very much was a physical aspect and physical presence, ley lines and everything, upon Mother Earth. And it was a thriving higher civilization, only in the aspect of the ability that everything was aware of the balanced agreement to support the experience of matter and of all form. And so there was a constant non-struggle and love-filled, light-filled fullness in this time frame, Alexor shared with me, on Earth, to honor the constant opportunity to choose balance. And not just from human form, but from plant life, from earth plane, all the way up the dimensions to higher plane of demonstrations, as I refer to it. And there was just an unlimited experience of all time and space and physical matter, aware and awake of its communication to itself and each other. So the telepathic communication caused the opportunity to not use vocabulary as such a weapon or a false sense of statements or an illusion or manipulation. Because to communicate telepathically is to communicate energetically as well, and energy is pretty much as you see it is what it is communicating. It can happen, but it's very rare that energy, when being communicated, is matching the manipulation of the mind. More often than not, communication, when spoken from a vibrational resonance and place of being, has its originating sacred geometry and soul script, script, in that communication. Therefore, it is not representing necessarily what the mind is trying to alter it to become. It's representing the authentic energy of the originating thought, let's say, before another thought replaces it. So, Alexor was sharing all that with me, and while he was sharing that with me, he was showing me as well. One of the experiences that I had was to be shown, Alexor to show me authentic energy and the energy of that time frame, and then authentic energy now in our time frame, and imbalanced energy, and the understanding not so much just of what it physically, energetically, and vibrationally looks like, but understanding as well how the imbalance occurred and why it has continued. And it was shared with me that imbalance, there was no need to have power over in that time, for they found it had less strength in the time of Lemurian Atlantis than power within. So power within offered more strength, more manifestation, more healing, more perfected flow than power over anything. So power over something is very much aligned to imbalance, needing to have the power over it, versus power within, the opportunity to align with it and to go to the center source of what you're desiring to have power with. So within, let's separate the word with and in. So you go with and in to the center of the DNA strand, if you will, or to the center of the issue, and instead of skirting around it, you go through it and into the core energetics of the power within, which actually supplied energy ongoing for many, 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 many years and many functions. So it was absolutely a civilization when he was on the earth of self-empowerment and self-power to the degree that the energy was able to communicate from a person to a thing, a person to a situation, telepathically, and that form of that thing or situation, as an example, was able to telepathically communicate in return, and what was shared was what was needed from both parties, and as an example, to support the experience of matter. And therefore, there would be an agreement to do so, and both parties would either shapeshift or molecularly change or continue to be what was needed. But what I'm hearing, what I heard and what I'm hearing from Alexa is communication is key, movement is life, life is movement, and breath, light, and movement equal manifestation. So channeling Lexor has been, it has taken me to places in the world and in front of people that I never dreamed I would have the opportunity to do so. I have channeled Lexor for scientists, and Lexor has talked about science. I've channeled Lexor for children, and they've had long conversations. I've channeled Alexa for doctors, and Alexa has talked about medicine. I've channeled Alexa for politicians, and he's talked about government. I've channeled Alexa for celebrities, and he's even talked about movie roles, conscious awareness, etc., groups individually, and it's all been through word of mouth. And the opportunities that have offered themselves have been really, again, I stated in the last show, which again is archived, that I would not be able to share any of this had I not lived it, because it is the living of it that actually offers my being soul evolution, that moves me from a place of just knowledge and wonder to the manifestation and the living of it. And my ability to share it with not just those who are listening and participating, the mass consciousness, but even those who physically gather in groups all over the place where I physically show up and then Alexa comes through, is an opportunity that has gone beyond my level of knowledge on a conscious, let's say on a conscious level. Meaning that when I first started channeling Lexor, I think for the first 4 years that I channeled him, it was very important to me. Spiritual integrity matters more to me than anything, that I record every channeling. And I wanted to make sure if I was going to be representing one or more beings through me, that the truth that was coming through aligned with my own truth, aligned with a truth of love and light. And not only has it always aligned with love and light and truth of the Most High in the purest way, it has also taught me, because I would go back and listen to every single gathering, taught me so much about science, about creation, about quantum physics, about medicine, about physicality, about mentality, about spirituality, etc. I mean, things that far surpassed my conscious knowledge that were activated by and in accordance with my universal law of free will, of course, to not only understand what was happening, give permission for it to happen, for me to participate in it, I mean, and represent it, but then learn from it. It has been a constant opportunity of being in awe and understanding that what we think is a very small margin of what is possible in the world, not just in this world, but in the universe. As an example, There was a time where I was on Mount Shasta, and I was leaving Mount Shasta, and somebody was willing to drive me, and that person asked if I'd be willing to channel Lexor. I was actually en route from Mount Shasta, California, to Portland, Oregon, to channel a Lexor for a large group in the gorge area around a sacred fire. And I think the drive from Mount Shasta, California, to the location we were to go to was maybe 6 hours. But in any case, I had no idea if that was even possible. So I, again, surrendered and, of course, did my sacred ceremony in deep gratitude and always humility for Lexor to come forth. And then I left my body. When I left my body, I went into a very deep sleep. And the benefit for me beyond the information was that I did not experience, and I'm not sure my body, I don't think my body experienced it in physical time, the six-hour drive. Instead, I experienced closing my eyes and opening them and being in at the location. It was really quite fascinating and really wonderful, terrific, that I didn't have to experience the physical journey there. I just had to sleep through it. Well, while that was happening, apparently Lexor in the vehicle was explaining to the driver, and this was recorded, how a UFO is created and was created from the inside out. And as he talked about every single detail and molecule and what was used as far as created in order for it to function, etc., and how it was created, apparently in that six-hour drive, which, by the way, apparently for the driver as well, she was clearly driving, but she said upon the arrival that she did not experience herself driving fully. It did not feel like a long six-hour drive to her. It seemed much quicker. Well, apparently prior to arriving, he told this person that upon arriving to the location that the UFO that he described would be there at the location. So fast forward, and she pulls up the car. Lexor leaves my body. I start coming to, a little sleepy and groggy, maybe a little stiff. I've been sitting there for 4 to 6 hours, however long the time felt on my physical cellular body. And somebody came to the door, the side of my door, where I was sitting in the passenger seat, and just started knocking on the window and very excitedly saying, "Come on, come on, you have to see this." And so I wasn't even fully in my body yet, but I got out of the car and I was summoned over to a group of people that were looking up at the sky. And a very, very dear friend had a telescope assembled that was focused in that direction, and as I looked up in the sky, I saw a UFO, and as I looked in the telescope, I saw it even closer, and so that was really quite fascinating, and things like that with Lexor happened quite often. Lexor, if a scientist or somebody that was a medicine man was talking to Lexor about the power of Mother Nature as an example, he would describe how to communicate with Mother Nature, etc., and how Mother Nature was at all times willing to participate in that dialogue. And then he would describe communication with Mother Nature, and he would describe and literally have communication with Mother Nature. And then the whole entire group would hear, he would say, "You're about to hear Mother Nature's agreement to support this dialogue through thunder, where we would look out in the sky and it would be a blue sky, not a cloud anywhere, and we would hear rolling thunder through the sky back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until Alexa brought it to a close. So it was absolutely in a time of great learning and a time of discovery, which it continues to be, with many, many groups and many individuals all over. And it continues to be a validation of what's possible instead of impossible, which is really, again, just I'm possible. So it's just absolutely fascinating to know that when you are open, and regardless of where you are in your life and what you're going through, when you become open to standing in the light of the possibility that there's much more than my physical eyes can see, and then you know, the first step to manifestation is asking. So when you ask to be shown greater insight or greater vision or what is there versus just what my eyes are taking in, how you then, either in the immediate moment or as the moment develops into your future, it gradually starts opening up and expanding for you, with you, and of course through you. So for everyone out there who is joining me, wherever you are in your journey, in your walk of faith, in your life, just know that you are not abandoned, and that the universe absolutely comprises to work with you, not against you. And if you turn towards yourself instead of away from yourself and allow yourself to have a divine dialogue that is supportive of you and supportive of you receiving, asking and receiving, you can start experiencing your own universal and wonder-filled abilities yourself. Just don't give up and hang on, because this time in the world, 2011-2012, is very intense for a reason, and that reason is that on the other side of that great intensity, on the other side of the intensity of imbalance, as an example, is the same level of intensity in joy, in celebration, and in harmonious alignment, not only internally with who we are individually, but with each other, and absolutely harmonious alignment planet-wise. So, so one of the things that Alexa shared with me is that the time that Lemurian Atlantis existed, there was a universal knowledge that was never taken for granted or replaced, and that was the knowledge that every form that existed from Mother Earth all the way through existed because of its purpose, place, and sustainability, if you will, to something other than itself. Of course, to itself first, but it was not just here for its own individual capacity. It was here to support the sustainability of experience, of the manifestation of matter, of the experience of other forms, all kinds of things, from weather to elements, including weather, of course, to literally being able to communicate with the cellular body to the degree that if your arm was cut in that lifetime, apparently you could communicate with cells at that moment, and the cells would agree to represent the healing of that by moving from a distorted or separated version of themselves to a complete restoration of a cellular form. And it did it outside of time, and it did it as present as the inquiry and allowance was from the individual requesting it. So it was pretty immediate for the most part. It was really a time of great communication, not just verbally, but also electrically, vibrationally, energetically. Communication was happening, as it is still to this day, in all things, creating relationships to everything and to one another. And that means the tree beings communicating with all kinds of forms, including human form, Mother Nature communicating with the Sky Nation, all communicating and agreeing, if you will, upon how to represent the co-creation of everyone, not one over all others, but of all form, and creating balance and support for whatever form was necessary, that it received the support and sustainability by others around it. Let's say, as an example, simplistically, of grass in relationship to trees, and the placement of those trees in relationship to seeds in the grass or earth that would grow, and that the tree would act as shelter and shade and sun, etc. And there was an alignment of divine orchestration that continued ongoing endlessly to provide food, water, not only for, again, humanity, but for all species and all beings. So there was a deep love-centered energy of communication, and it seemed very much that that deep-centered love communication would be like a way for individuals to know and feel where that communication was coming from. Also, if you didn't communicate from a place of authentic love, light, and truth, honoring yourself and all others, manifestation simply would not happen, which is not unlike a lot of what humanity is experiencing now. Lack would happen. See, in order for the molecules and for everything to align and agree to manifest, to produce, to provide, and to be, there had to be the agreement on all parts of form, and it was an agreement that upon being birthed, regardless of form, physical, blade of grass, flying being, four-legged, in order to be born into the dimension, you were born with this navigating tool inside the heart center that in order to provide for yourself and for others, you needed to speak from that symmetry and equation of heart-centered language that then created the immediate manifestation. If you weren't speaking from that heart-centered language, you just were not understood. And the ability to manifest would not happen. It's not unlike on a physical level where physical cells in the body become distorted or broken down. They then begin to speak a different language within the body than the cellular form that is whole, complete, and perfect. So there's a temporary breakdown in communication and understanding between one part of the cellular body and the other part. And what needs to happen is the language of the heart, the language of creation, needs to be activated simply by requesting so, that to create a bridge from the distorted to the non-distorted, and to really create a language, a divine language, from the distorted cell to the absolute perfect cell, and this language would be the divine third, which then all cells would communicate with, be able to communicate with, and understand each other, all representing each other as one in the same. Of course, hopefully not the distorted cell, but certainly the cell representing the wholeness of the heart language. So, it was a great time in that time frame of connectedness and the ability to have infinite wisdom and intuition, where it was understood at a level of you know, let's put it this way. In this physical dimension, we often relate to wealth as what we have, what we own, and what's coming in monetarily, what's going out. And what it seems in that lifetime that Alexa was sharing and showing me was that all were rich and all were abundant in the ability to be born with an abundance of wealth in the, not only the state of mind, but the state of being, that all were born equally and from a place energetically, vibratory, and cellularly of such perfection that anything was possible. And that from that place, the ability to sustain that level of abundance was not based on what you had, what you owned. Nothing was owned by anybody. Everything was manifested and literally shared, because you could not own at that time another being or an object, because you could see literally, as you still can in this dimension now in this time frame, but at that time as well, you could see literally the light matrix of that form and understand that what was understood even before you could talk in that lifetime, that every form was agreeing to become that form in order to sustain the level of experience for anyone or anything. So it was a time to be born and a time to create, and to create in balance and to create experience and to have experience. So it certainly was, I was just going to say, slightly different than this time frame, but really it's not. If wherever you are in your journey, in your faith, in your walk of life, if you are feeling lack, if you are feeling lost, if you are feeling great despair, whatever it is you are feeling, great anger, great hardship, allow yourselves for a moment. Know that your relationship with all of those emotions and the situation that has caused that are not going to go away. You don't have to worry about hanging on to that part of you, but simply for a moment, shift your focus to the possibility. Don't take my word for it. Do this exercise if only if it resonates, and if it doesn't, make it your own. But do an exercise where you say to yourself, in your own words, but as an example, I stand in the light of the possibility that I am part of a matrix and a co-creating, abundant, ongoing and unending supply of life force that allows me to simply be and to also receive all that is needed to be comfortably and fulfillingly myself in the highest, most celebratory capacity that I can be. Or if you want to shorten all of that, you can say every day, I ask that my light expand, so that's your internal light as well as your external light, which will also increase your vibration mentally, emotionally, and physically. But I ask that my light body or my light expand to the level and degree it was intended. And the reason I say that is, oftentimes if we're having struggle in our lives, we will find ourselves contracting. Regardless of how we contract. And so if you give permission right now, regardless of what's going on in your life, for you to expand your light body and to walk in the light at the expanded version of what was intended for you, you're actually letting the struggle, strife, and difficulty know right now that even in the face of you, even though your presence is here, I am still going to represent my originating expanded view and expanded version of myself, even while I'm dealing with this struggle. And what will happen, more than likely, is there'll be temporary or even long-term moments where you start getting reprieve or relief or insight, greater knowing or peace within, and you start not feeling so owned or held hostage by the experience. Instead, you start seeing how it's possible to be in any experience, good or bad, and still not lose the experience of your eternal universal self. So I invite everyone, only if it resonated, of course, to utilize that as a tool and to use it throughout your day with yourself, with people or situations that you feel are owning you. So one of the things that happened when I was, let's bring it back to when I arrived at the Gorge, which is a tremendously gorgeous area in Portland, Oregon. I arrived at a private home, and there were many of us to gather around a sacred fire. It was, I don't think it was nightfall yet, but in any case, Alexor came through, and that particular evening I requested that it was recorded on video. And so when all the sessions ended, Alexor would do individual sessions and then a group session as well. He would answer questions. He would work on people's light body. I'm talking about that time. That's why I'm saying it past tense. He would work on their light body, their electrical body, their physical body, their hall of records. He would talk to them in his universal language, which is a really fast rate of sound and text and volume. And he would offer them the opportunity to amplify their intention. See, Alexor would do this tremendous toning, which he still does, through my physical body. And what he basically does is he offers the toning as an amplified sense of energy going to the person, the individual, but it's not predetermined or predefined. That's the beauty of it. It comes to the individual raw, pure, and strong. And that it's then up to that individual to delegate it and navigate it. And I always invite people before I leave to first offer that energy to themselves and then send it to a relationship issue, a past life, a present issue. It's pretty powerful, especially based on the feedback that I've received from many, 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 many individuals. Some people have described it as standing in the face of a jet engine when Alexor tones. And so this particular evening, apparently things were being recorded and the fire was roaring. After everyone left, I wanted to see the video, and so we plugged it in and I sat down and I'm watching the video, and from all sides of the television screen, from the left to the right, from in the center, above, below, and on either side, on the bottom, were these orbs. They were huge, and they looked like they were on fire, and they were red and orange and yellow, and some of them were solid, and they were just flying across the TV screen. And then others would come in from below the TV screen and go upwards that were like donut-shaped. And they were, again, the same coloration of looking like they were on fire. And they were huge. And they were just flying all over the television. Some flew what it looked like towards me, towards Alexor. Others were above, below, all around. It was just amazing, the volume of them. And what was even more amazing for me personally was the size of them. They were just the size of a human head, if not larger, and really pronounced, meaning it wasn't something that you were trying to see on the screen. You could see it. So that was very exciting to us all to see that there was a participation on so many levels and that this level was also included. the level of sacred geometry, the level of how different forms are different communications. They are different beings, and different sacred geometry houses within itself the ability to restore, reconstruct, replace, and communicate on a higher level. Again, I think this was mentioned on the last show, but for us to get a point across, sometimes it takes quite a bit of letters put together in combination with a sentence to hopefully, if we're successful, get that point across. In sacred geometry, if it is a diamond shape or a pyramid or a circle, it has within its makeup the ability to communicate an ongoing large volume of information. So it's definitely, I think, a faster rate of speed of communication because it's happening outside of time. And it's also, its rate of speed is, it has to offer kind of a tenfold communication. I think that on a cellular level, we're able to translate a lot more than we are on a mental level. So on a cellular level, that sacred geometry is able to communicate with us with a much faster, greater knowing than if we were to be communicating just on a verbal level. Even though verbal, you know, absolutely serves us if we serve it. So those experiences were amazing. When I first started channeling Alexor, there were a lot of questions, and he would answer them all. He continues to answer every question posed to him. When people don't have questions, they often ask him, and I know this because I've seen the video, they often ask him, do you have any information for me? And he will share information, and then he will tone for that individual. And a lot of the feedback I get is that the toning sounds like crystal bowls being played or Tibetan bowls. That was shared with me today, actually. I did an Alexor channeling. Tibetan monks singing together in unison. Some people have described the Alexor toning as hearing a chorus or a choir of different notes and sounds all at one time. Many have experienced different languages they've described to me in the toning, or even in this universal language of pulse and sound that he communicates in. People have described hearing anything from a Asian language to a very strong Tibetan language. Many have described it as language of Native Americans, Aramaic language. It's so fascinating that depending upon the individual that is sitting with Alexor, his ability to focus his attention, even in a group, and answer one question that answer is applied to everybody in the group. It's fascinating because it's a universal answer to an individual question. And that's not surprising to me because Alexor has shared in what I have seen and watched that every individual that he speaks to or greets and is honored by, he sees as whole, complete, and perfect, and also a universal being in their complete knowing. And so I guess he's not looking to see if you've had a bad hair day or if you're not, you know, up to par that day. He's looking at your soul, and that's where that must be coming from. So, you know, Alexor also talked to me about the demise of Lemuria Atlantis, and it basically was technology without spirituality can be dangerous. And it was the technology surpassing the wisdom and how to utilize that technology that on many levels began to create destruction. And so certainly what's happening on this earth at this time, whether that's self-destruction inwardly, meaning a dependency on technology before the emotional and mental body is matured enough to be able to utilize it in a way that is a betterment to themselves, let alone to all others, or an external technology that is being utilized without spiritual knowing balanced in the good for all, including that one individual. So it's certainly not far-fetched from what's happening at this time. But with that said, there's definitely the opportunity to choose differently and to work with the fact that whether you believe it or not, don't take my word for that matter, take your opportunity to be your own witness and practice with yourself the opportunity to communicate with energy, to communicate to the thoughts or the emotion or the intention of energy that lives within you. And if you're unaware of what that means, then simply start talking to yourself in a way that allows you to experience that you are a universal being as well as a human being, and that you have access to the same amount of energy, knowledge, wisdom, and cellular memory even, as Lexer did in the time of Atlantis, Lemuria, and as you probably did in your past lives, where maybe you mastered something you're struggling with today. So certainly there's an opportunity to continue to get to know yourself, not just on a physical level through triumphs or hardships, but also on a spiritual level, metaphysical level, however you want to define it for yourself, as a universal being that has access to maybe unseen energy by you, and you want to define that energy and invite it to come in at the highest level of love and light and nothing but that. And then you want to request to start a relationship in communication with it, and then to allow yourself to have the experiences that serve you and that you can grow from. So it's really an unending opportunity for, especially right now. There's no mistake that right now on Mother Earth, there are groups gathering all over the place with individuals wanting to experience themselves, let alone others, in a different capacity. Many people feel called. Many people feel a calling personally, but they feel lost as to what to do, how to get there. 95% of my conscious readings that I do 7 days a week are people all over the world, from Italy to Australia to the United States, Japan, all over, feeling alone, when it really everyone is connected at a mass consciousness level and experiencing the similarity of what everyone is experiencing. Is again, I'm able to be given the honor to witness these thought paradigms, these consciousness awakening and aware moments where I'm getting 10 calls from 10 different places around the earth, and these 10 different people who don't know each other are all struggling with the same issue, or they're struggling with or awakening to the same concept. And so you're not alone. You are connected to a matrix of light, a symmetry and a continuum ongoing of individuals that are questioning the same thoughts you're having on the other side of the world. And maybe, just maybe, they're answering your thought as well. Because maybe space between you and another individual on the other side of the world is an illusion. I was shown that space, physically, the molecules of light and the makeup of light light, not necessarily just human-made, but light, universal light, acts as a temporary illusion of space between you and, let's say, the computer. And you feel like there's space between you and the computer. What there really is between you and the computer, between you and the other person on in the other side of the world, are points of light. And these points of light come together in a mass effort to literally become not viewable, so see-through, if you will, to the human eye. But not unlike when you're in the embryo of your physical mother, that you feel like there's space, but every time your arm moves, the liquid moves with you. That is the same thing that exists on Earth for you with others. And that is, when your arm moves, when your being moves, the energy that exists between you and that form is energy that is alive, real, and supporting your experience of that illusion that there's space. It's fascinating. Again, I wouldn't believe it unless I had seen it, communicated with it, and have been taught by it. It has truly been an unbelievable journey, and one that continues to this day. If you're interested in having an Alexa channeling in your home, hosting it, or in an auditorium, or a sacred fire in your backyard, you can certainly get a hold of me at C as in cat, Y as in Nancy. No, Y as in yellow, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, 999 at gmail.com. Also, my website is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. You can certainly get a hold of me through those two different avenues. I do travel quite a bit to not only do Alexa channelings, but also to do group sessions and individual sessions. And I'm available to co-create that and manifest that in the coming year and also this year. So please, first, I want to thank everyone for participating, whether in body or out of body, in this divine dialogue, and most presently and assuredly, Alexor, deep gratitude and always humility, for your giving is endless and it is constant, and it has awakened me and has continued that awakening, the learning, the awe, and the complete, is there even a word out there to honor what you have honored in me? Love, the complete love that it is available not only to me, but to all others as well. I am eternally grateful. So tune in 2 weeks from today to continue this divine dialogue. And this is Cynthia Sloan. And as always, if it resonates, make it your own.